No metro, no, no.
No metro, nobody.
So call to order, pledge of allegiance, and roll call.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do you want us to say our name?
We're all here but Katie.
Everybody here but Katie.
Okay, here.
Here.
All here.
Oh, you guys never fail. Yay. So I did talk to Rachel at the library, stopped in there before coming here, and she's not going to be coming. She doesn't have anyone to cover for her, but she did say there is lots of stuff happening at the library, and to please stop in and talk to her if you have any questions about any activities, maybe stuff for Lily, she's going to do things like that.
Okay. Number two, public comment. Any public comment?
Well, there's no item on the agenda.
Kind of hard when there's no.
So that's regarding items on the agenda only.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, there's not a lot on the agenda, which is why there's not.
Yeah, I've told her it's been full.
Yeah, when there's a whole lot to talk about.
That's a good thing, man.
Patient. Number three, approval of the minutes for August 26, 2025 for possible action.
Move to approve as is.
Motion to approve?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Second,
third, fourth. Approval of the agenda for September 30th, 2025 and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
Approve the agenda as is. Move to approve the agenda as is.
Motion to approve?
Yep. Aye.
Aye.
All in favor?
Yeah, we aye'd.
Okay. Informational items. Receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
They're not here.
Nobody.
Metro. Number two, receive a report from BLM.
Not here.
Law enforcement. Receive a report from the Good Springs. Oh, yeah, they're not there.
Go to the Good Springs Library.
Receive a report from Good Springs Historical. Nothing from the Historical?
Yes, I do.
Okay. But regarding upcoming events.
Do you want to say anything for the library? Or just what you said before?
No, that's good.
Okay. Historical Society is having Good Springs Days on the 18th of October between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m., lots of fun things are going to be happening, games, food, music, walking tours. We've done such a fabulous job at restoring the outside of the old community center. And the inside is being worked on, and there's going to be other things that are happening on that same weekend. It's the 112th birthday of the saloon and the video game Fallout. And there will be, it was released 15 years ago.
It was not released 112 years ago.
Yeah.
This is from Steve Stats. It's the same weekend as Pioneer Saloon celebrates its 112th birthday and the video game Fallout, which features Good Springs and released 15 years ago. And there's going to be games and community center. And there will be, the Asshole Association is donating 25 t-shirts that are to be a fundraiser.
Yeah.
I don't know what they look like, but
they have a Good Springs logo, a square logo that says Good Springs on them.
Not that looks like that?
Nope.
Okay. Anyway, we should be distributing the flyers before that date, and hope y'all can come see the handiwork that's been done.
Yeah. Sure.
That's it. That's my report.
Okay, receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding community center upgrades, land use applications, splash pad projects, and any other updates from Clark County.
So you can see the community center's been upgraded.
Yeah, I handed out to everybody the winners of the photography contest. Yeah. I have not given them their prizes yet because I'm a slacker, but I will be giving them their prizes. So it was awesome that everybody sent in photos, and you can see it was hard to choose from. And every single photo had at least one vote. So
they're
that was
just
cool.
Oh,
so, yeah.
They're so nice. Good.
Yeah. The land use applications, which is the library.
Move up one so you don't
move
have
up.
The sun
yes,
in your
right
eyes.
Sun, right in your eyeballs. She's going.
The library was approved as you guys voted, including waiving the offsites.
Yeah.
Splash pad. I do not have an update on the splash pad project, so sorry. Wasn't able to get
the
that.
Waiver went through. Is
yeah.
that what you said?
Mm-hmm. And it's not on the agenda. I'll have it on next month to ratify. But Colleen was always our representative for CDAC, Community Development Advisory Committee. Are any of you interested in participating?
I did it for, I think, 2 years.
I did it for 2 years ago.
Isn't that where we go for training? Is that what
mm-hmm.
you're saying?
No. CDAC is Community Development Advisory Committee. It's a group that gets to review all the applications that are made in Clark County for the millions of dollars in community development block grant funds, and you get to give input on where the money goes.
Oh, Colleen and I did that 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to do it again?
Not by myself, because it's good to have collaboration with another Good Springs person, but I could be involved, yes.
Okay, well, I'll put you on the list and we'll look for somebody else too.
And what was the official name of it?
CDAC.
Oh, CDAC, C-D-A-C. All right, and the other thing, next month we will talk about, our next meeting we'll talk about our funds, you know, every year we have
our budget.
We want to ask for budget requests, but got a lot of stuff, so. And then finally, we will talk about the sewer, the
septic
stuff. It's a mess. It's so the state legislature passed AB 220, which part of AB 220 allowed it's an act relating to water authorizing a district board of health to establish a program to pay the cost for property owners with a septic system to connect to a community sewer disposal system under certain circumstances. So they the state said, hey, health district, you can create a program to help people hook up to sewer. And in Vegas, they want people to hook up to sewer. They don't want to have septic systems anymore because in the city, if you get water, you're getting water from the Colorado River. And we get an allotment in part based on what's called return flow credits. And return flow credits is everything that goes down the sewers that gets processed and put back into the system. So the more people that are on the sewer contributing to that, the more return flow credits, the more water we get. That's how it works in Vegas. So there has been a push over the past few years to get rid of septic systems. Makes sense. If you're going to take from the water, you need to contribute. So the health district decided to revise their regulations and they're crazy. They had a meeting in Sandy Valley last week with basically no notification at all. I didn't know about it until I saw it on Facebook. Shauna in Parks and Rec luckily had just taken a photo of the flyer and posted it. That's how I found out about it. So the outreach was terrible. The regulations, it's 50 pages long, and they're looking for input from the community by Friday, this Friday.
Well, that's why they didn't announce it, because they don't want input.
And you know what? That's what a lot of people have said. They also had the meeting on a Tuesday at 9:30 in the morning. And so a lot of people also said the same thing. Well, they don't want our input. I would love to say, yes, absolutely, they did that on purpose. I don't think they did. I think they are just that ignorant. And hopefully they don't listen to this recording. I think they just don't work with the public very much, even though it's the health district. I don't think they get how it works, how to do outreach. And it's frustrating to me because I work very closely with them all the time on septic issues, because all of my communities, except for Blue Diamond, are in septic. So they could have reached out to me. I could have told them that the community center wouldn't be big enough. It was a shit show, pun completely intended. So here's the highlights of what they're wanting to do. If you have a septic system, permitted or unpermitted.
What permit?
So everybody's going to have to get an operating permit for your septic system. All ISDS, which an ISDS is a septic system, existing on the effective date of these regulations, with or without valid permits. I can't believe they actually put it in there.
No, I can tell you're getting frustrated just reading it.
Shall be issued an operating permit beginning 6 months after the effective date of these regulations.
Which is so, what?
This Friday?
We don't know. We don't know.
This is the
proposal.
Whenever
they get approved.
That's what's proposed.
Oh, okay. It's only input by Friday.
It's not.
Yeah, looking for
not
input by Friday. So, and of course, I'm giving you my interpretation, but I spent a lot of time reading this. A lot. Basically, if you have a septic system, whether it was permitted in the first place or not, they're going to give you an operating permit.
They're going to give it to you.
That's what it says.
We don't have to.
Shall be issued.
We don't have to pay. We don't have to do anything in particular.
And then if you have a newly constructed, altered, or expanded system, you have to meet all sorts of requirements. The operating permit expires 5 years after the date of issuance or upon property transfer, whichever occurs first. And from what I can see in here, the only thing that renews it for another 5 years is a fee, $226. They say that the reason for this is to keep an eye on septic systems to make sure they're in good working order. I call BS because there's no inspection.
Is somebody coming out to look at everybody's?
How are they going to look underground anyway? And
well,
they're just going to.
You can have septic inspections.
They can just issue it without an inspection, but then we're.
So that's their plan currently. Their plan is
just to collect money.
We're just collecting money. We're not going to actually observe your septic system.
But their public statement has been, well, we want to make sure they stay in good working order.
Oh, so how are they going to do
that?
This
is the health district.
Yes. Anyway,
do they have a plan for how they're going to keep track of your system?
No.
Okay.
So, but if you, if you want to sell your property,
yes,
then a whole bunch of craziness kicks in.
Right.
You have to notify them 90 days before you sell your property. You have to have it pumped within 6 months of selling your property. You have to have your water tested.
And the one that's selling, the seller is supposed to do all this.
It doesn't say. Well, you would, yes, the seller would have to notify them. And then the new property owner has to get a new operating permit.
There's a 90-day notification. Mm-hmm. Then there's 6 months for what?
You have to pump your septic system
okay.
within 6 months.
Within 6 months
of the sale.
Of the sale.
Yeah.
And then you have
but
to
But again, this is just proposed. This
right.
is
no, I understand that it's just proposed.
There's a whole list of stuff you have to do for sales, inspection criteria, everything. I'm not going to go through all that. You guys can look at it if you're interested. It adds a whole bunch of fees and a whole bunch of rules when you try to sell a property with a septic system.
That's what it's all about.
So... all
and
of that,
so that we get so annoyed that we go on the sewer system.
Sewer, that isn't
we don't have
no,
one.
It's not
even,
I know.
Yeah,
so
it's not even feasible.
I've been working on this for a week now, and my brain is fried with septic.
is this
because
state health district?
Did you make us copies of this thing?
I have a couple copies. It's 50 pages long, so I was not going to make copies for everybody. It's on their website. Here's two copies you can have. But here's the part that I think you really need to be concerned about.
Oh, Jesus. Not...
This
so,
is
yeah,
the difference between this is the difference between Sandy Valley and Good Springs. Is that
this is the difference.
Okay.
So the new regulations
for
under,
us not them.
Why are we not the same?
Sandy Valley.
I will explain.
Size.
That's what I said. Hold on.
So it says that what it goes on to say what sizes, what lots are unsuitable, like if you have soil that doesn't allow percolation, things like that. But then the next thing is lot size requirements. Now, I'm not an attorney, but this is how I read it. I will read it to you. The minimum lot size required for the construction or operation of an ISDS, septic system, okay? Construction, to me, would be a new one. Or operation will be an existing one because we're all having to get operating permits, right? 1 acre when the water supply is from a well serving only that property, which is all of you. I'm fine. I'm on 2 acres. Almost every property in this town is less than an acre. So from my reading of this, that puts you into non-conforming status. That's what I read. Could be wrong.
Well,
but that's what I'm reading.
Until they put in a water system in Good Springs,
right.
We are all non-conforming then.
Even if there was a water system, hold on.
Oh,
even
God.
If there is a water system, it has to be at least half an acre.
Do you think we could get waivers?
You can get waivers. But my input that I'm giving is your legislation is flawed if from the... Day one, everyone requires a waiver. You have not taken into account the communities you're serving. So those are the big scary things to me. I didn't get too much into holding tanks, nitrogen removal systems. I don't know what that stuff is. I don't know if it's scary or not. Those are the things that I'm concerned about.
Do we have, the community, not us community, but the big picture community, is there an organization that is over and more powerful than the health district? Like
so
somebody
health district,
is watching them and going to review this thing for the idiocy?
Well, yes and no. Yes and no. So the health district put this out as their draft. They are governed by a 11-member board. It consists of 2 county commissioners, I think 2 city council people. There's 11 people on this board. I'm pretty sure they haven't seen this because it's in the draft process. Like Commissioner Jones, if something's coming to him next month, he's not looking at it today.
Yeah.
He's got 200 things that he's got to look at before then.
Yeah.
So I think those commissioners have not seen this yet. They probably have now that it's blown up, but I don't think they gave the okay on this. So,
any commissioners that have anything to do with rural?
100%. Commissioner Kirkpatrick and Commissioner Becker.
Oh,
Commissioner
good.
Kirkpatrick has Moapa, Moapa Valley, Bunker
Hill. Oh, good. We got something going for us.
And then Commissioner Becker has all of the Northwest.
Yeah. We got
so I know that. Everybody's up in arms about it. I'm drafting a very long email, kind of with some of the things I've told you about here. I would encourage you to look at it. Like I said, I'm not an attorney. I'm just sharing my information. as an affected resident and as your liaison. And maybe I am misreading something. I don't think so.
And by Friday,
the comments have to be in by Friday.
Do you have where and
you'll have to go
and...
on their website, like because this isn't county, this is health district. So if you go on the health district website, you go to septic, and the email is there. It's septics@snhd.org. I know that.
SNHD.
Septics at what?
SNHD, Southern Nevada Health District. SNHD.org. So.
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
It is. I heard of this, I think a week ago or something.
Yeah,
They sent out a very mild survey. Southern Nevada Health District sent out a survey. But I think it was sent out to mostly businesses.
Yes, it was sent to businesses because they already did a business impact survey, but it didn't go to all businesses, like in Wampa Valley.
Right.
So they've done a very poor job of outreach. And this is hard for me because they're a partner agency, I usually, even like when the flood guys were here, I try to be,
nice.
We're on the same team.
Yeah.
This is not cool. This is bad. And $226 every 5 years.
That's not the bad part.
Well,
that's
not
the
easy
part.
Exactly. That's neither here nor there. But if you're on Social Security and you're barely making it and you're paying your electricity day by day, which I just found out some people do that. They can only pay for their electricity a day at a time. $226 is a lot of money. So,
well, if you have issues too with your septic, you're going to have to pay for it. So, I mean, it's going
to
go up.
Yeah.
Well,
and then
to do that now. So.
Yeah, but if you're having to get these inspections and stuff, you can't even get an inspection now. It's like impossible to find someone to do an inspection. So,
they'll find something,
anyway,
maybe.
There you go. That's the good news.
When does this take effect?
It's like $5
an hour. There's a hearing October 23rd. I am going to put my comments in. I'm going to finalize them tomorrow because I want to ask Commissioner Jones, who is an attorney, I want to ask him a couple things. There's a thing called inverse condemnation, which I think is what they're doing, which means someone passes a law that makes takes your property away.
And puts a hardship. Yeah.
Yes. So I think that's what's in here. The fact that you can get a waiver may make it so that's not true. But anyway, that's what I'm working on.
What it does to homeowners is ridiculous. And you don't even know the hoops you got to go through. So you'll undoubtedly get fined.
Right. And
because
or leaned,
90 days.
Have your property leaned. My other concern is
if
there are septic systems that are truly leaching into the water that are not being taken care of, this process isn't going to find them.
No.
Unless the property is sold. So what is the point?
Well, that's when you have a real problem when you go to sell the property.
Right. And a lot of people who are on septic, we're trying to find affordable housing. We're having an affordable housing crisis. And these fees will add thousands and thousands of dollars.
Potentially.
Well, if you have to get an inspection and you have to get your water tested, it's potentially thousands of dollars because I started looking at how much that stuff is.
Well, and then they're also going to have to engage more companies and license them to do septic inspections.
Right. So it's just, it's hurting the people. It's a regressive tax. It's hurting the lowest income people the most.
When I was in town. No, your well has to be so far away from your septic system, the leach field. But on these smaller properties...
That's not happening.
And there's waivers allowed. And like Mount Charleston, they're even in more dire straits than you guys because their lots are even smaller.
Yeah, they don't have
so
lots.
Yeah, it's...
Or even half-acre lots.
It's a bad deal. But please don't just go by my word. You can review it for yourself. If you're interested, I can tell you which parts, the operating permits and the lot size are, to me, are the biggest concerns. And the sale, But the immediate thing to me is the lot size.
When you say the operating permits, you're just talking about the cost? Being the
no,
biggest
being
problem.
Issued
the
cost
and the fact that they're going to give permits to people whose systems are unpermitted. If you know, if the health district knows enough to give a permit to somebody with an unpermitted system, then make them get a permit in the first place. Yeah, I mean, it makes no sense. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, that's obvious that a lot of this, that they're not thinking this through. That's obvious.
Do you have a permit for yours?
Who would know?
I don't know if
mine
I have a
permitted.
Permit.
My house is permitted, so why should I have to get an operating permit? You put in a pool and you get it permanent inspected, you don't have to get a permit to swim in it every year.
Right.
You know, I mean, and if there are problem systems, then go after the problem systems. And I think it's pretty clear when you know there's a problem because it's stinky. It,
right.
It's
yeah.
pooling
yeah.
up.
Yeah, yeah.
And one thing I said on the public
comment.
It's not
something that someone can ignore.
Right. The one thing I said on the public comment at our meeting in Sandy Valley was that in my 13 years as liaison, I've had one circumstance where I had to call the health district on a septic because it was backing up and stuff. But that site had a ton of problems. That was just one of the many problems.
Yeah.
So I said, you're creating legislation for a problem that doesn't exist. You're trying to find a solution to a problem I don't think that exists.
Are they trying to find a solution at all? That's what it doesn't seem like to me.
Right.
It seems like they're trying to create
a
very bad, scary situation. Yeah. Because they're talking about doing something to a town, a whole town. This whole town, I can think of two places that will not have a problem. That would be the bar because it's got 5 acres, and that would be my ex-husband who has an acre and a half.
But the bar would fall under commercial anyway. So
the bar doesn't have 5 acres.
Or four something.
But so my solution, what I said on the public comment, was multiple places in the legislation it talks about waters of the Colorado River. So make this apply to people who get their water from the Colorado River.
Which would be Northwest, right?
Which would be all of the Las Vegas Valley.
Yeah.
Right.
That, if you're on water district water,
yeah,
then you have to comply.
Exactly,
I mean, that would be
yeah.
a way, and that would mean none of us mm-hmm. are affected. Somebody up in Mount Charleston is saying that if you're more than 10 miles from sewer, I don't want to put a number on it because if they bring sewer down to the airport, mm-hmm. you guys might be within 10 miles. So I would rather not put a number on it.
It should totally be if we get water.
Right.
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 Then it should apply. But we don't get water
right.
from there.
If you have a well and you have a septic, leave us alone.
Yeah. So,
if you
Well, they don't want to leave the people in Vegas alone. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's where
but
all
they
this
don't have
from.
Wells either.
They do. They do. That's what they're trying to get rid of.
Well,
then
they
should
they
be
want,
affected.
They want all the wells in Vegas to go away.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So they're putting in a system where they haven't looked at anyone besides Las Vegas. They don't care about anybody else. They're just trying to affect Las Vegas.
But even within the valley, like I covered the Red Rock area, there are large lots out there that aren't close to sewer. So, but they're on wells. So that, to me, that's why the language of the waters of the Colorado River,
right.
to me, would cover it. But there you are. So I'm so sick of septic. I can't even tell you. I just,
wow.
It's all week. This it's like I've been reading it and rereading it and seeing all the comments, and it's just, it's nuts. So, and I, for better or worse, I'm a bureaucrat. This is my career. I have been involved in this. I understand codes. I understand the reason for codes. I have to explain the reason for codes. For 25 years, I've had to explain why we have building codes, why we have zoning codes. I'm not a person that's like, no rules. I get that there should be rules.
Yeah.
These are not the rules that we should have. So,
so on the October 23rd is a hearing.
Is the hearing. I am hoping that they have heard what everybody's saying and that they will not have it heard and try to rewrite.
When you say hearing, are you talking about Clark County, the commissioners?
No, health district. No,
health
district.
Okay.
And this is not county. That's the thing. I was the first speaker in Sandy Valley because everybody's like, the county. This is not the county. There are two county commissioners on an 11-member board. So this is a separate entity completely.
So where will this hearing be?
It's on their website. It's I think at their offices somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet. I'm still typing all my comments.
It might be that it's a done thing by the time the 23rd rolls around.
I can't imagine. I haven't seen outrage like this at something since someone tried to have horses here. No, I'm kidding. I honestly have not seen outrage like this on a countywide level ever over a policy. I haven't, because, and Mount Charleston didn't know about it. So one of the people lives in Mount Charleston. Her daughter and son-in-law live in Sandy Valley. And she's on our Sandy Valley page, just, you know, and saw it on our page and told the neighbors in Mount Charleston about it. The outreach has been so bad.
You found out by Facebook?
Channel 13 did a story on it.
They should be able to push back.
But I already knew about it.
And that's my first paragraph in my comment.
It seems to me like the county commissioners should be fighting for us. Jones should be fighting for this situation.
But it's not to that point yet. This is public comment. That we are in the process of public comment.
But just till Friday.
But he doesn't get a vote on it.
I'm not talking about a vote. He needs to send a letter with his letterhead and his signature.
Well, it's coming. He's having me do it because I have the knowledge.
That's fine.
It's coming from me.
Don't worry.
So, yeah, it's coming from me.
As long as his signature goes on it.
It's lengthy. Well, it says that I work for him. But the commissioners kind of, that's why there's two commissioners on it, to represent the commission as a whole. Because not every commissioner can serve on every board. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So Commissioner Jones is on the RTC. They're all on different boards. But believe me, Marilyn and Commissioner Kirkpatrick and Commissioner Becker, they're hearing it too. So.
And they are affected because they work with people like us.
Board. They are on the board of the health district, and they cover rural areas.
That's what I'm saying. They cover rural areas like ours.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because that's what the problem is here.
Mm-hmm. The problem is, it's just like how staff wants you to have sidewalks. I don't think that they have a Megan in their office to say, hold on, Good Springs, there are lots of us in Half an Acre. You know, I'm thinking that, because I'm that person for all the commissioners sometimes. Hold on, in rural areas, blah, blah, blah. So I think that's probably what it is. We have people that are engineers that don't get out of the office and don't know what the real world is like. I'm thinking. But I'm making a lot of assumptions. So.
And when are we possibly going to have this come down? Like, this is happening on this day.
October 3rd is the comments. I, believe me, will be keeping an eye on it. If we need to rally the troops, I will tell you we need to rally the troops. I'm hopeful that they will see the error of their ways and not take it to the board and rewrite.
Yeah, if we have to go to the hearing, make sure we know.
Yeah, I will. I'll believe you. I know. So there you go.
Okay. So
well, that's a big bomb.
I know. It was a big bomb to me. On Facebook, I see something about septic. And I honestly could never have guessed that it would have been this bad. I don't know. I figured they wanted to do a study and come study some septic systems or something.
I thought it was just going to be a money thing. I didn't think it was going to come down to lot sizes and things like that. I thought it was just going to come down to everybody who has a septic and a well needs to pay X amount of dollars a year,
period. And if they're going to come out and inspect them? Maybe that would be worth $226
every 5 years to do that.
Yeah, I know. So,
and people should be quite afraid of what they might find if they actually have to do that.
Because a lot of these systems are older.
Very old.
You have to get a new system.
Nothing's up to code anymore.
Anymore.
That's not bad. I'll bet there are some that are not good.
To the person.
But are they causing a health hazard?
Right.
And they're not affecting the water because they're on their own well.
Right.
75%
That, I mean, isn't that really the issue? If the health district is worried about our health, wouldn't it be that
maybe
we aren't hurting anybody but ourselves if we're pumping, you know, too close to each other or whatever?
Yeah.
We're not affecting Lake Mead or anybody who's getting water.
Right.
They it sounds like they just want all septics out of Vegas.
Yes,
and
they
we're
they do,
and we're just stuck in the that we happen.
We're
to
in the crossfire.
Yeah, we're here in Clark County
because they're not considering everything outside of Las Vegas. Yes. That's all they care about is Vegas. They're making rules to insert themselves into Vegas people.
Right.
They're not looking at us. They don't care about us.
They will care
as soon as all the rules get put into place, and then they can get their $226 or whatever the hell it is. But
wait, and quite honestly, that's not that much money.
No, I have no problem with the money.
That's not even the issue.
I can't imagine just the collecting of the fees. I know just collecting money is expensive. Processing checks, processing all that stuff. So less like $25 a year. I think they would use that up in administrative costs really quickly. I can't believe it would. This program would even pay for itself. So then what's the point?
Yeah.
Well, I know I heard the realtors are up in arms.
Oh, yeah.
Every time they go to try to sell a house with a septic now.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't do it 90 days earlier.
Right. And yeah, it kicks in a whole, I think it's 2 pages.
I mean, sometimes you don't know you're going to have to sell 90 days earlier.
Yeah, right.
People in the military.
Right, exactly. Sometimes you have to move next month. That doesn't happen to be 90 days.
I know.
Then what happens?
So the good thing is,
and we
there's a good thing.
Trying to find a good thing here.
I told you about it. That's the good thing.
My head is spinning.
I know.
But the good part is this is their initial suggestion. So we have until the 3rd to go online and make comments as a general community.
That's 3 days from now.
And then we have until the 23rd for the commissioners and anyone in Clark County to address this, right? Okay. And you're on that with Commissioner Jones.
I'll keep an eye on it.
So we should not be inundating Commissioner Jones with our letters of
right
haste?
That's what I'm saying. No. Because she works for Commissioner Jones, everything is endorsed. And I appreciate that you've been on this for a week and a half. I can tell that you are invested in this.
She's on the same boat we're in.
I hate injustice, and this is an injustice to me. And I hate stupidity, and this is real stupid.
Yeah.
But and I'm personally offended at the way they handled the outreach.
I can tell.
And you guys know I want to be the hero. I want to be the one running the meeting. I want to be that person. And I had to just sit back and let them fail last week. Because they had to move the meeting out into the grass because there wasn't room in the building and it was not my finest moment, and I just sat there and let them drown.
I'm surprised they even had enough people show up if they didn't tell anybody there was a meeting.
Well, luckily Shauna had posted it on Facebook. There was over 100 people in our room that holds 50 people. So I just, and I hate to be that person, but I just said they had to take the bullet, so.
Well, do they feel like they took a bullet?
And I
don't know.
Eye-opener.
I doubt it.
I don't know. And the one guy, I had just talked to him last week, too. I called him about this. Oh, and one of their answers was when I said, you know, if you're on a fixed income, $226 is a lot of money. And he told me, well, it's cheaper than a sewer bill. That's apples and oranges. You can't do that.
He really can't see what he's even talking about.
Nope.
Wow. Okay.
I just wonder how our voices are going to actually be heard. Where, you know, I mean, we can jump up and down in this little room and nothing ever happens.
Right. So you need to go on the website. You need to send an email to septics@snhd.org and share your thoughts. What I did is I cut and pasted from the parts that I'm concerned about, and I'm addressing each concern. But... and that's part of the reason I was going to email you guys and say, hey, look at this. I couldn't even put together an email to begin to tell you what to
do. Well, it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And so, again, it goes to a hearing on the 23rd. And wouldn't it go back to, like, rewrites and
I don't know. I don't know what their process is.
Well, they won't be able to pass it as it is now.
I don't think so.
There's no way that they could pass it because they're not addressing the rural communities.
Right.
So, I mean,
But if we only have two votes against nine others, they're not going
to
care.
But those nine others have to have constituents that are speaking to them too.
Yeah.
They'd have to be blind to not see the public. Channel 13 did a story about this. I mean, and the Moapa Valley Progress newspaper up in Moapa Valley did a great story about it. I mean, it's all over. So they'd have to be completely out of touch. And I know they're not people that are out of touch. They're people that...
They certainly seem out of touch.
These ones. I'm saying people on the board. So
State of Nevada Health District, where would this have to finally go to get approval?
To their board, of the 11-member board.
Of the health district.
Wow.
Which is October 23rd.
Which has two commissioners.
If they take it to the board. That's when the hearing is scheduled for. If I were giving them advice, I would say, you know what? You're going to hold it, and you're going to rewrite.
Yeah.
And we're not even going to talk about it on the 23rd. We're going to...
It's truly unlikely that anything will move forward on the 23rd.
Legally, I can't imagine.
There's got to be lawyers involved that understand...
Weren't there lawyers involved already?
That's exactly...
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I don't know.
I mean, health districts...
I'm not a lawyer. I'm only a doctor, but still... I would think there was a lawyer involved here.
At
the health district,
septic engineers sitting around saying, how should we do this?
It doesn't matter if there's a lawyer involved. They're still human and they're still stupid lawyers.
Yeah.
I don't care if they went to school and passed the bar. You can still be a stupid
lawyer. Definitely naive about rural.
Right.
That's the main thing.
That's the biggest problem.
That's
the biggest problem.
You stay and do whatever you want to do to Vegas, but rurally, leave us alone.
Because if you go to sell your property, these septic systems are so out of date that when they do these inspections, if they make you put in a new septic,
it's
$20,000-$30,000.
I could kill the deal.
It's so expensive.
Yeah.
That's the biggest problem.
And I would never even know other than if it would act up. You know,
I don't know
that my septic is good or bad or would could be valid.
It's code today is today's standard.
I don't know.
So, I can almost guarantee you it's not.
Yeah.
I can almost guarantee that 75%, if not more, of the septic systems in this town are not up to date.
All I know is
most houses are not up to date.
Yeah, they keep changing the codes
for sure.
Year, right. So I mean, there's no way.
But you don't have to re-permit your house every year.
Even if it's working, it's just
All I know is
good argument, Megan.
Oh, I'm full of it. I've had nothing but time to think about this. Other things, if I haven't responded to an email from you, it's because I'm sick of it.
All I can say is thank you, Megan.
Yes. Thank you for
crazy.
I probably
doing what you can do.
Editorialize way more than I should.
I don't think so. This is absolutely ridiculous, and it isn't.
This is
to me, it is not about the amount of money or whatever that they want to charge. It's not about that at all. It's about the fact that it's obvious that they didn't consider this community at all in whatever they're thinking. They're trying to hurt somebody over there, but really what they're going to do is hurt somebody over here instead. So
basically they're trying to pass flawed legislation.
Yes.
And I like the way that sounds. I think that should be our cry.
Right. Oh, it's flawed, all right.
Well, maybe it'll take 10 years like it takes anything
else. Well, that's the thing. This isn't going to happen overnight.
Right.
There's no way it'll happen overnight. This is 50 pages of verbiage that's going to be debated. Debated? Up for debate.
Mm-hmm.
Debated.
Up for debate.
And it's not going to happen overnight. You're right, Joe. It might take 3 to 5 years to get this passed, but it's not going to be this verbiage. There's too much uproar. There's too much pushback from at least the rural communities. And I'm sure the ones that aren't rural that have septics are pushing back on it too. You know,
if they even know them.
But they can hook up to water. The city water, at least in Vegas.
Not all of them.
No, that water doesn't go to all of Vegas.
No.
There's still a lot of
where Joe and Teresa
used to live, they were on septic, and you know, they were down off Windmill in Bermuda.
Yeah, well, and they started bringing sewer lines through there and stuff, and if you're close enough, they're going to force you to hook up to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to force us to hook up to the water because they didn't want us to have the well. But it was grandfathered in.
Right.
They couldn't take it unless it broke down. If it totally collapsed, you couldn't redig or anything. You had to hook up. And they wanted tens of thousands of dollars to hook up to the water.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm visualizing. Because of what they did to you guys when you were down there, Windmill in Bermuda, they couldn't make us do it. A, we don't affect...
There's no sewer system.
We don't affect a sewer system. We don't have availability of the water system.
Right.
So we would have to be grandfathered in as you guys were, and that would take years to make this stuff happen.
Right. So the only issue the rural people would have is when they go to sell and their septic system...
Yeah, we're going
to
get fined.
And you see what the parameters are. I mean...
But currently it's written as if... There is no consideration for those facts.
Well, that's how it's written, but that's how it's also being up for debate. And there'll be lots and lots of pushback on the 23rd at the hearing.
I should hope so.
Yeah.
And there's even more.
There's even more.
And then.
In case you weren't worried enough, let me give you some more information.
Right. I just know that, you know, 50 pages of verbiage doesn't just fly through legislation.
Oh, really? Because it seems to higher up than that.
It got this far.
Well, Trump's not involved in pushing this through, so we're okay.
Now, if they took out, let's say they took out rural communities.
What?
Let's say they just took out rural communities. Is that going to be like one page out of that? Is there that much wrong in the rest of it?
I don't know. That's the thing, because there's a lot of stuff in here about soil conditions, which I know needs to be, or decommissioning of a septic. That's important to know what to do to decommission one. There's some about the nitrogen stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There's probably good parts about
that. Well, you have to have a certain tank.
Manifolds. I mean,
there's a specific tank for nitrogen.
But there has to be regulations.
Which I bet you none of us have.
Right, but there has to be regulations. These ones are flawed. These ones are not good.
Oh, I just put a septic system in Utah, on my property in Utah. Just, you know, and I mean, it's not an easy process, and it's not a cheap process.
No.
But it's up to date, and I can tell you with 100% assurity that it looks a hell of a lot different than anybody's here.
Of course.
Because it's just, you know, it's a month old.
Yeah. How much was it? I mean,
thousands of dollars.
New houses have to have sprinklers. I mean, there's lots of things, but nobody's meant to come in and put in sprinklers.
I'll worry about money later.
We can't to fix everything.
No.
I did have an inspection
property that's worth
on
zero
your property
because of this.
And I just
I'm worried about that first. Then I'll worry about that. The other
and you just need to be pumped after 11 years.
You said it that direction. What did you say about the Revere property?
When I bought the Revere property,
I
had an inspection on it.
And then you said two more sentences.
On the one I'm at, I also had my septic tank looked at.
But yours was put in by Pat, right? You have the same system as that you bought in the first place.
Pat who?
Wasn't that the guy's name that owned your property before
mm-hmm.
you?
Mm-hmm.
What was his name? I forgot his name.
They used to call him Chemo.
Chemo.
But
I thought his name was Pat.
It was put in... No, I bought it from a Richard somebody. And anyway, it was...
So you just had it pumped just because it was time to pump.
I didn't even have to have it pumped.
Yeah.
I had it checked out by Quick Care,
mm-hmm.
and it was fine. It didn't even need to be pumped, and I've had it for 11 years.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to pump your tank.
But they weren't city inspectors then.
No, but they've, Tim Raleigh's been doing septics for years. I mean, he's put them in.
He's the one who put in my one in Utah.
He's the one, yeah, Tim, right.
Yeah.
So if anybody's going to have something looked at, you know, I would tell him to have Tim come take a look at it. Because after 11 years, mine didn't even need to be pumped.
Right, and if you're buying a property,
that's how
it's probably
be.
A good idea to have a septic
right.
check. But it shouldn't be mandated.
Right. it shouldn't have so many rules and regulations and fees.
And 90 days before you even thinking about selling.
Yeah.
I mean, that how can you do that?
Well, I'm sure we'll continue this conversation at
yeah.
a further point in time.
Yeah, let's keep moving forward. So
okay, so
that's it.
We have nothing else.
We're done.
unless you guys have comments that
yeah.
are on something other than what we've just been talking about.
I think that was it. Okay. So the next meeting is November 25th, 2025.
That's meeting 2 days before Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Are we really doing a meeting?
2 days before Teresa's birthday.
Are we really doing a meeting on Thanksgiving?
No. Is that what it said on there?
2 days before
what it says, yes.
Oh.
Unless there's something else that comes up.
Thursday.
Right. We I think we would not have any the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Unless something comes up, or we could have one on a different day.
Well, first of all, if something comes up, especially with this issue, we will have a special call meeting if we have to.
Yeah.
Right. Of course.
And could you not just do Facebook? I'm sorry. I just am not on Facebook, so I'm ignorant.
No, Megan will email to us,
yeah.
just like Electra emails to us
right.
about
I wouldn't
about
assume you would
stuff.
See it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Not something this important.
Okay, so I'm going to make a motion that Megan keeps us updated on this hearing and the results of the 1023 hearing at the State of Nevada Health District, and move to cancel the November 25th. Move to cancel the November 25th meeting unless we have something special coming up.
So glad you can make it on time.
Oh. Hello? Hello?
Yes, yes. I hear your motion.
I couldn't have waited 5 more minutes till
yeah.
we were adjourned, could you?
No.
We haven't adjourned yet.
We can walk back out.
No,
we've
no.
got huge news for you.
Oh, well,
good.
Tell us.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Oh.
We have a motion on the floor.
Okay, I just put a motion on the floor.
But it's not on the agenda, so
I
can vote on it.
We didn't hear it.
She just wants me to keep you informed.
No,
no,
and
there was more to it than that, I'm
cancel
sure.
Cancel the 25th meeting.
Oh, canceling the 25th meeting.
To keep us updated from the 1023 hearing at the State of Nevada Health District, and to cancel the November 25th meeting, where if something comes up, Megan or any of us can call a special meeting as needed.
Seconded.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
What pressing news do you have?
That we love the citizens of Good Springs, Nevada.
Mushy, isn't that so nice?
That's
you.
So sweet. That's so sweet.
And I want that on the record, please.
It is. It's right
it
here,
is.
Recorded.
Oh, yeah,
I haven't
yet.
Gotten
recorded
a ticket
yet.
Lately, so I believe you.
Anything
else? Going.
And why is this? Why do you love us?
Yeah, some of us want to go home.
Because every time I interact with you, I want to be a better person.
Mushy.
Because we make you
we
smile.
Out of the park.
Wow.
Shannon, you want to close this down?
Yeah, meeting's closed.
Thank you.
Adjourned.
Thank you. Great job, everybody. Let's go.
Pass this down. Here you are, darling.
It's getting shorter and shorter. What the heck?
Oh, no, well.